Welcome to Excited by the Science, brought to you by the experts at EdOns.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Judge, and as always, I'm coming to you from Winnipeg, right in the middle of Canada. I wanted to talk to you today about a very interesting paper that I recently read that I think gives us some good insights into what makes an interesting paper and what makes a worthwhile publication. Just to give you a bit of background about myself, I have a master's degree in chemistry from the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, and I've worked as a chemist for many years now for the federal government of Canada, as well for a company known as Magellan Aerospace, where I worked on a high-altitude research rocket called the Black Brant that's currently used by NASA. And at the moment, I teach at a two-year technical college here in Winnipeg. The paper I'm going to talk to you about today has a lot of insights for us. In particular, what I thought was interesting about this paper was the use of caveats, which we don't always see included in a paper, as well as the idea of coming up with a new concept that would perhaps seem obvious at first and yet has not been researched before. So that kind of concept of having innovative or new ideas, as well the idea of doing science on a large scale, which I always find fascinating. So these are all brought together in this paper. The title of the paper is Geochemical Landscapes as Drivers of Wildlife Reproductive Success, Insights from a High Arctic Ecosystem. The paper was published in Science of the Total Environment in 2023, and is published by authors from Denmark, Norway, and France. The basis of this research is an analysis or an assessment of whether or not the particular elemental intake of herbivores has any effect on their ability to have offspring. Now, this might seem like something or a topic that has been studied before, but according to the preamble to the paper, there's actually been very little research on this particular topic. There has been research looking at total nutrient intake, vegetation intake, and so forth, and how that relates to reproductive success, but not research looking at the actual elemental composition of the diet of herbivores. So to me, that's a really unique aspect to this paper, that the authors were able to find a worthwhile field of study that was unique, that had not been looked at before. The way in which this research was approached was that the authors looked at a region in northeast Greenland, which is very sparsely populated and has a large herd of musk oxen. So these were the large herbivores that the research tracked or considered. And within the range of those musk oxen, the researchers gathered the vegetation that they would typically be feeding upon from a variety of different regions and ecosystems. And from that, they performed elemental analyses using inductively coupled plasma with a quadrupole mass spectrometer. And they were able to ascertain the levels of 14 elements in that vegetation. Some of those elements are macronutrients that are essential to life, such as carbon or nitrogen. Others were micronutrients, which are still essential but required in smaller quantities, like copper and selenium. And as well, others were well-known toxins, such as lead and arsenic. They took that data from the elemental analysis of the vegetation and they compared it to the grazing habits of the musk oxen, which they were able to ascertain from existing data, which allowed them to predict the eating patterns of the musk oxen, the particular regions in which they would forage. And from that, the authors were able to ascertain or to estimate the intake of these various 14 elements by the musk oxen. They were able to perform principal component analyses to ascertain whether or not particular regions were more heavily grazed, and then regression analyses, which correlated or attempted to correlate the intake of all these 14 elements with the calving success or the number of offspring. And they did indeed find positive correlations between the intakes of nitrogen, copper, selenium, and molybdenum, and the number of calves. As well, they found an inverse correlation between the intake of arsenic and lead and the number of calves. So these were really important, insightful conclusions that this work came about with. One of the things, as I mentioned, that I thought was really worthwhile and a bit unique to this paper was that they had a caveat section where they discuss shortcomings or perhaps assumptions involved in the work that they felt it was important for the reader to know. And this is not always included in a paper. Sometimes it's only comes to light during the review process, for example. So in this case, the authors anticipated criticisms or shortcomings of their paper and actually included it in the paper. So I thought that was really helpful. The other thing that was unique, or at least very specific to this paper and very commendable, was that the authors were able to take a very complex statistical analysis that they had performed. So the assessments using principal component analysis, as well as regression. And they were able to take that and distill it down into a very simple, basic conclusion where they were able to tell the reader that five elements were associated with better reproductive success and two elements with negative reproductive success. So the conclusion was very simply stated, very easy to understand, even for someone without expertise in that range of statistical assessments. So all in all, some really useful components to this paper, as well as a really fascinating research topic. I highly recommend it. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope to talk to you again. Goodbye.
Asking the right questions is key to making breakthrough scientific discoveries and advancements. And as the research landscape grows more competitive and complex, finding innovative, interdisciplinary research ideas is more important than ever. The right questions address the most important issues in your field and make it easier for you to conduct high-impact research. At EdOns, we can help you to generate these questions, outline a potential study, and present it in a way that helps you to secure funding and quickly make your idea a reality. Our team of creative experts will conduct a deep analysis of the research landscape in your field, identifying gaps, finding the right questions, and helping you find inspiration for your next project. We can also help develop innovative study concepts, a synopsis, and a full protocol, so you'll have a study that is very likely to be accepted by a high-impact, peer-reviewed publication. Let EdOns help you to make informed decisions, save time, money, and resources so that you can advance your field and make the world a better place.